For Little Friends, Easter and Signs of Spring by Jennifer Edwards. A story for you to color. I am the resurrection and the life. John chapter 11, verse 25. Long ago, Jesus Christ lived on earth. He taught people how to live righteously. He healed the sick and did many more miracles to help people, and he showed us with his own life how we should live. Then he suffered for our sins, died on a cross, and was resurrected, all so that we might live with him and Heavenly Father and our families if we too are righteous. Easter is the time of year when we especially remember what Jesus Christ did for us. It is in spring, a time when leaves and flowers begin to grow. It is when some animals wake up from their winter naps. It is when fuzzy caterpillars, sleeping in their cocoons, come forth as beautiful butterflies. Fragrant blossoms cover trees and grass begins to grow green again. Buzzing bees start working busily to make honey. Lambs and bunnies and other baby animals are often born in the spring. Brown, wrinkled bulbs that were buried deep send forth green shoots that grow tall and have colorful flowers. The Easter lily blooms at this special time of year and reminds us that the Savior was buried in a tomb and came out of it resurrected and will never die again. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." That means that because Jesus Christ died for us and was resurrected, we will all be resurrected too, after we die, and will then live forever. And if we have faith in him and obey his commandments, we can live with him and Heavenly Father then. Good books for little friends. The Little Engine That Could by Waddy Piper, retailer. This story about a cheerful, positive attitude and helping others is now 65 years old and still worth reading. Funimals by Paul Rogers. What's this animal? Do you know? A buffalump or a buffalo. This book is a romp. Each two-page spread offers a hilarious either-or choice, and the inspired illustrations deliver exactly what the title promises. Parents will gladly read this one almost as often as their kids demand it. Just Listen by Winifred Morris. Tara lived in the city with its sounds of cars and televisions and people. Grandma lived in the country with its sounds of squirrels and owls and winds. But sometimes the country sounds would all stop, and Grandma would whisper, "Now what do you hear?" The Day the Goose Got Loose by Reeve Lindberg. When the goose got loose, she caused a riot on the farm. Hens went crazy. The ram went around butting things and people. The horses kicked up their heels, and the bull went on a rampage. Stephen Kellogg's illustrations make the story even funnier. Clown snacks. For each snack, you will need a slice of bread, butter or margarine, grated Swiss or other white cheese, a maraschino cherry, two raisins, and red jelly. 1. Ask an adult to toast one side of the bread under the broiler. 2. Spread the butter or margarine on the untoasted side, then sprinkle the cheese on top. 3. Ask an adult to toast the cheese side of the bread under the broiler until the cheese is melted. 4. Place the cherry in the middle of the bread for the nose. Place the raisins above the cherry for eyes. 5. Use the jelly to make mop-like hair and a wide mouth. Eat up. End of For Little Friends.